Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
And a good morning to you. It's the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. And I can tell you that sometimes in live radio, there are issues. Now, I'm coming from Atlanta. So today there was just a little thing where I hit this button that starts the show that allows you to hear Alyssa do the sports update. And let's just say the wrong button was pushed. So poor Alyssa Rose, she can't get her update in because the wrong button was pushed. And that is on me. I'm not a tech wizard, but I try my best. So poor Alyssa, you'll get to hear her at the bottom of the hour do a fantastic job for you. And I promise you, I will turn everything over to Brian McKeon from this point on, and it will be perfect. So you can blame me for the technical difficulties there. Look, Cleveland beat the Broncos. The Jets played hard and lost to Houston. That's pretty much what happened yesterday. A bunch of innocuous bowl games that college football writers are trying to tell you, man, it's bowl season. Isn't this exciting? So, Brian, I turn everything over to you at this point. I will no longer push any buttons. So is that an agreement here? I'm handing you the keys like a father handing the keys to his new car to his daughter. Okay? Or a son.
Can I be called your son, please?
In your case, yes. You go, okay? So I apologize to Alyssa Rose that she was not there. So, Anthony, my bad. Hopefully that will never happen again. I will make sure that I have all the right buttons.
Yeah, don't screw up ever again, John.
Okay, I will make sure. I'm going to make sure.
Don't let that happen on my watch again.
Okay, we're never going to let that happen again. I got you. So I've got that handled. But blame me, folks, because I'm not a technical wizard. But you'll get all your sports updates for the rest of the show, I promise you. As we begin today, and I'll get into the two NFL games that were played yesterday, but I've just got to tell you, there is an old expression in the Northeast. And maybe it's everywhere in the country. But in the Northeast, people tend to be sometimes a bit more crass. And the expression is, don't pee on my leg and tell me that it's raining. Just tell me the truth. But for some reason, in today's day and age, and I really believe it's because of social media, everybody who represents something feels that they have to use their 240 characters available to them to convince you that what they're into is great. Have you ever dealt with soccer, folks? Oh, soccer's the greatest. Soccer's going to take over the United States. Soccer's just awesome. Oh my gosh, you don't like soccer? Soccer's the world's favorite sport. It's the greatest. Again, I always say, you know what you never have to do? You never have to have anybody going on to their Twitter feed or otherwise going, the NFL is great. People really love the NFL. People go to NFL games and watch them in crazy numbers. You never have to do that. You know why? Because it's fact and it's truth and people already know it. Let me just give you this. I have already had my fill of, man, it's bowl season. Have you seen these great, isn't it awesome? Bowl season's begun. Great bowl games. I am telling you, a heaping, just steaming pile of doggy doo-doo on a cold street are these bowl games that the college football guys are like, this is awesome. Are you? It's bowl season, baby. Thank God bowl season's here. Yeah. Watching Tulane in Louisiana. Honestly, you've got nothing. Georgia Southern and Eastern, that was a great game. Oh, it was great. Did you see that Georgia Southern game with Eastern Michigan? Oh my God. How about App State and Middle Tennessee? Oh my God. Stop it. Stop it. Stop trying to convince me that garbage is something that I'm wrapping up and putting under the Christmas tree. These are lousy games with mediocre teams at best. But because we have so many bowl games, you have to fill them all. And you got to watch 7-6 teams and 7-7 teams. I mean, seriously, this is what we've come to. But I got college football guys, and I'm not going to pick any out by name. But I got first thing in the Twitter feed this morning. It's 5 a.m. in the Atlanta area where I'm at, 680 The Fan, proud home of the John Kincaid Show. And I'm saying, are you serious? I have like four or five college football writers in my feed, and they're all going on about bowl action. Oh, that bowl action started. These are pitiful games. Stop trying to tell me that they're good. Stop trying to tell me, oh, this is so exciting. Oh my gosh, you get to see Tulane and Louisiana. Oh man, when App State and Middle Tennessee State get together, stop it. Okay, we get it. You love college football. That's awesome. If you love that, you don't love good football. So just tell me, you don't love good football. You love any kind of football. You go in, you'll buy the generic potato chips. You'll buy Hydrox instead of Oreos. That's who you are, because you're going to celebrate garbage as being something that's good. Oh, this is awesome. It's bowl season, baby. You know what? Wake me up when the good teams start to play in bowls. Wake me up. Well, now more for the college football fans in the course of the morning here, because I'll tell you, something's right in the crosshairs. And I will at all times today open up the phone lines to you at 855-212-4CBS. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by our friends at Geico. And I got great news for you. You can switch to Geico, save money. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, save 15% or more on your car insurance. All right. As I continue, let me just tell you that I know the Browns are a very compelling story. I know it's a very compelling story. I'm not really going to obsess on who they hire as their next head coach. That's an off-season story. I'm going to decide again to discuss this year's team and what I see. Yes, Greg Williams has done a fine job in an interim role. It was explained to me one time before in an interview working at the old network at ESPN. And an ex-NFL general manager at the time told me that never be fooled by what a bad team does late in a season. So if a team has a lousy record at like the halfway point of the season, two-thirds of the way through, and then gets hot at the end, don't be fooled by the end of the season. I don't know that that applies to the Browns, especially if they make a coaching change. But what I see of that team is incredible promise. And before the year, I made the call on this show that next summer, not this one, that next one, after the 2019 season, going into 2020, the Browns were going to be the Titan of that division. I think I may have been a year off. Because going into next year, I have a feeling the Browns may be everybody's favorite going into next year. And you know what? It might be deservingly so. It's so much fun to watch them play. There's a swagger and a confidence out of Baker Mayfield that has been a quick learning curve, and one that I absolutely saw talent but didn't see leadership. Didn't see it. Saw childish, saw petulant. You know what? Baker Mayfield now is going to have his supporters come out, and they're going to say, see, this is Baker all along. No, it's not. This is nothing like Baker before. This is an Oklahoma immature Baker. This is Baker who's grown up. And you know what? Grown up Baker's pretty spectacular. A lot of fun to watch. A lot of fun. Seems to be in pretty much control. And last night wasn't the best night of his professional career. But I really don't care. With a young quarterback learning his way, Baker Mayfield is trying to say, hey, guys, people who doubted me as a professional, people who doubted me and my ability to, you know, rally a team, show leadership, be one of those guys. And by the way, I was one of them. So I raise my hand and tell you, you were wrong. Not so fast. You're going to tell us we're wrong, the Baker supporter. The fact is, it's Baker who's changed. It's him who's acting more mature. It's him who's not being a petulant child on the sidelines. It's him who's grown up. So credit him for it. But please, don't ever accept an I told you so. not based on the resume coming in. Denver loses last night, or does Cleveland win? Cleveland wins. Vance Joseph will be punching a ticket for a new job. He'll be moving on. And if you're a Jets fan, like Anthony Pierno is, running this show, I would be so excited to say, you know what? I get to see Sam Darnold play next year with a year under his belt, more reps, a new head coach, a new offensive game plan, and I'd feel really good about it.
Some new weapons around the guy.
Right. Well, the man needs weapons. The man needs, you got to love what you're seeing, though.
And honestly, the best
thing. You got to love what you're saying.
Absolutely. The last two games, I think that was the best thing that happened, him getting that injury, because he got to sit out the three games because he was struggling. He had a little slump that he went through mid-season. He sat out these three games with the foot, and then these past 2 weeks since he's been back, he's been excellent. He's 65% completion percentage, 3 touchdowns, only the 1 pick. He was great yesterday, and again, he's doing this. He did this yesterday without his leading rusher, his top wide receiver. They're banged up. I mean, again, as we've said, they really don't have any playmakers.
No, he's doing the job, and you can see in him, you can see in his performance, the kid has the talent. Does he have the talent to be the next Aaron Rodgers? Nah, I don't know that I see that. Does he have the talent to be a winning quarterback for years in the NFL? I think so from what I've seen. Could be a lot worse. And the Giants still feel good. They feel good about passing. They feel good about passing on a quarterback. Saquon's looked really, really good. But if you tell me you're going into another year of Eli Manning as your starting quarterback, thanks. I'll see you at 2-7. I'll see you at 2-7 when you start to win. Again, that's the way it's going to be. If you're going to go into another year with Eli, the rest of the NFC East says thank you very much. And then the Redskins got to get a quarterback. Everyone's now loving Dak. I guess they go from hating Dak, loving Dak. Now they love him again. It's big stories to watch.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.